podcast this, babe.
Wibbly wobbly,
timey wimey.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against the tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his hat. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Hello everyone, and welcome to January's Record You Should Own. I'd like to paraphrase a quote by R.E.M. guitarist Peter Buck. If you grew up in the 80s, you loved Squeeze. Squeeze was a British band that came out in the late 70s. Most of their songs were written by Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook. At one point, Difford and Tilbrook were considered the Lennon-McCartney of the 80s, which is not too inaccurate. They're more like an Elvis Costello or Graham Parker. There are a lot of Squeeze anthologies. This month, we're focusing on 1985's Squeeze singles, 45s and under. To give a brief example of what their sound was like, it's reminiscent of late-period Beatles. It is sung by Glenn Tilbrook in a kind of Paul McCartney meets Rod Stewart rasp. Cool for Cats, which led off the podcast, was sung by Chris Difford, who has a certain Ringo-esque hangdog charm. Let me play you the middle eight from a song called Up the Junction. This excerpt will provide a great example of why Squeeze is so loved by a lot of people.
I worked out through the winter, the weather bright and bitter. I put away a tenner each week to make a better. And when the time was ready, we had to sell the telly. The evenings by the fire, and little kicks inside her.
Gradually, their work took on more of an R&B-ish tone. I'm going to play a slight medley of two of their biggest hits. One is Tempted, which is sung by Paul Carrack. The other is Black Coffee in Bed. And see if you can guess who the mystery background vocalist is. Give a listen.
I'm at the car park, the airport, the baggage carousel.
The people keep on riding.
Now, those of you who are already Squeeze fans may be asking, but Gordon, why no Argy Bargy, or East Side Story, or Babylon and On, or some other more worthy anthology? And the answer is that singles, 45s and under, encapsulates the best of early Squeeze. There are so many great entry points, it's hard to pick just one. But this is probably the one that a lot of people are familiar with. You can either work your way backwards or forwards, but if you work forwards, avoid Cozy Fan Tutti Frutti, real depressing album. Plus, it's really cheap, it's only about $12, $13, so if you spent your wad on Christmas presents, you can take those little extra pennies and get yourself a very special gift. If you're also interested, you might want to check out a documentary entitled Glenn Tilbrook, One for the Road. It was filmed after Squeeze had broken up back in earlier around 2000. And Glenn basically bought an RV, went across the country, and played and sang acoustically. And it's a really, really good documentary. It's not the kind of thing you'd see on VH1, but you can see the guy has a charm, and he loves to play, and he loves music. If you love music, you will own singles 45s and under. I'll put links to both up when I post the podcast. But if you like really intelligent, well-crafted pop, you cannot go wrong than to own singles 45s and under by Squeeze. Well, that's it for the podcast. I will leave you now with a little bit of Pulling Muscles from the Shell, which is one of their other hits. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to email me, post a comment on the blog, or send me an MP3 with your comments. Until next time, keep reading the blog. Thanks for coming, and remember, support your local indie record store. But behind the shadow, my holiday's complete, and I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell, pulling muscles from a shell. Thanks. I was running short on platitudes. You can leave now.